between different styles of music, and to really show that that music is universal and there's more similarities than differences, certainly. And the second hour, well, a landscape of a particular country, this week the Central African Republic. Not a very well-known country, at least out here in the West, but recently it's all over the news. I mean, certain news sources, probably not the main channels, but yeah, there's a very, very bad situation down there right now. A lot of ethnic warfare between the Muslim minority and the majority Christian population, and so we'll talk about bent a lot of really, really look from that part of the world. And yeah, as always, just blown away by the variety and the beauty of this music. So that's to the CAR. But in the meantime, moving around and starting with a brand new track from a brand new band called Oi. That's just O-Y. And they are mainly a solo act. It's a vocalist. She is, I believe, from Ghana, grew up in Switzerland, a Swiss, and she makes very, very eclectic music, and can be described as futuristic pop, playful electro, storytelling, definitely African. So her hometown is Zurich, Switzerland, but now the group is based in Berlin, and her name is Joy Frempong, and she's joined by Leulia Ha. And the new record, their debut, is called No Problem Saloon, coming out March 24th. And this is the original, or the first single from the album. It's called Marketplace, and it's kind of a love song, I guess, about shopping. And the video takes place on the streets of Accra in West Africa, in the country of Ghana. So that's the first thing you're going to hear in this track. This is the band Oi, Marketplace, on Wandering Rhythms.
Disney life is like a marketplace. You come, you buy small, you greet some people small, and then you go, you leave.
Not like my Bacon and eggs? Who ordered the bacon and eggs?
I ordered toast and jam.
Hey, Barry, there's another guy who wants some toast and jam.
Take a bite, CJSF.
Well, maybe I will.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. How may I take your order?
Toast and jams, please.
Sorry, sir. It's already past noon. Serve toast and jam 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., but you're welcome to come back next Wednesday or Thursday. Same time, only place, here in Burnaby.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. and to 10 a.m.? Fine, I'll be back.
CJSF 90.1 FM. Serving you toast and jams every Wednesday and Thursday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. From Burnaby, B.C. Bring your friends, bring your music.
Ahoy! Yes, Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard from the year 2001. Very smooth stuff, including the very famous traditional flute from Japan, the shakuhachi. That's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't say anywhere, but yeah, a three-piece band, MC Osumi, Chuchi, and MC Hyde Bowie. Interesting. Formed in 1994. And before Shaka Zombie, oh, didn't tell you what they're called. Shaka Zombie, S-H-A-K-K-A, Zombie, one word. And the track was Magic. And some rock music from Belgium, from Brussels, from a 2000 album called Electronic Jacuzzi, which is a wonderful name for anything. Electronic Jacuzzi. And the group's called Ginzu. And the track, Dragon. Yeah. Wild stuff. Wild lyrics. I will not repeat them. They scare me a little bit. And before that, Oi. O-Y. With the track Marketplace, which took place, the video, at a marketplace in Accra, Ghana. And features a really cool group of dancers throughout the video. So yeah, check out that video if you have the capabilities to do such things. And next, gonna play some awesome African music. I've been listening to this fellow for a while now. His name is William Onyibor, and he is a very mysterious fellow. This compilation of his, spanning some of his music from the late 70s and early 80s, finally came out on a Luwaka Bop record. It had been years that people were trying to find him, trying to get him to agree to put out his album here in the West. And so it's a compilation of some of his best music. And he's a legend. He's a mysterious fellow. He's now considered what's the title? High chief of his Igbo village. He lives in a big mansion. Apparently it's got a helicopter pad and everything. And he's a born-again Christian, so he doesn't want to speak about his music. He doesn't want to be interviewed, doesn't want to tour the world, even though there's demand for it. And he's considered one of the most innovative electronic musicians ever, and one of the first in Africa. And the reason I'm playing it again, I played it near the end of last year, played something off his record. I can play it again, right? I don't have to have the great music. But a documentary just came out about his story. It's just a half an hour long little piece about the mysterious life of William Onyibor. And if you'd like to watch it, it is not free. I have a little post on my website, wanderingrhythms.net. So if you just type that in, it'll be the first thing you see on the page. And a really cool video shows the whole of a record called re-release these old albums and just this passion for African music. So he's an enigma, really. Nobody even really knows how he acquired all these synthesizers, which were incredibly expensive in the 70s. So he has this whole bunker surrounding himself of synthesizers. And on this track I'm going to play, it's called Body and Soul. By the way, the album's called Who is William Onyibor? And that's O-N-Y-E-A-B-O-R. And I'm going to play a track called Body and Soul, which features lots of synthesizers, and the lead synth line is just devastatingly cool. And so fast, so amazing. So here's William Onyibor on Wandering Rhythms. Check it out.
Troubles, I said, yeah. Yeah.